We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started.
We're talking about Canadians in outer space on television. Why are we talking about this?
Why are we talking about it? Well, really the only show that I've watched this year when it comes out, it's called Dark Matter. It's on Sci-Fi Channel. I think it's on Netflix too.
Okay. I think I've seen it on there.
Yeah. It's a pretty great show. I mean, it's kind of classic sci-fi, space sci-fi, but it has elements of so many different ones. The basic premise from the beginning of the show was these people woke up on a spaceship and they lost their memories. Once they were all there, they decided to take on the number that they woke up as their name because they didn't know. And then throughout the whole show, they eventually learn a few things here and there.
So you start out knowing almost nothing and then it expands.
Yeah, yeah. Some of, not to go into too much detail, but some of the keywords that I felt would define the show would be intrigue, of course, space battles, spies, powerful corporations, aliens, combat, nanotechnology, androids, memory transfer, time travel. And then the big overarching stuff would be people and their memories. Are they defined by what they've done, or can they be different from how they were because they were all bad people?
Mm. So it's an opportunity. It's a show about characters who have an opportunity to change their lives.
Yeah, and some do. Some have some stumbling blocks. It's also about family and friendship, loyalty, honor, things like that. Really cool show. It just finished the third season, so there's actually a hashtag on Twitter called Renew Dark Matter that you can tweet at to hopefully renew it for the fourth season and fifth. The writer, he has five seasons well-defined, so
oh, that's good.
That would be great if it could actually keep going.
Yeah, I always hope when I hear about a show where the creators or writers go in with a plan like that, that makes it more likely that they'll renewed.
This specific show, I think they started as a graphic novel.
Okay.
So I haven't seen it.
A Canadian graphic novel?
Dark Horse, I think was. I could be wrong. I think it's available everywhere.
So. Okay. I haven't read it, but...
Yeah.
So is the writing team from the novel starting to cross over between...
The main writer, I think his name is Joseph. He did the graphic novel, so...
Oh, wonderful. So they really do have this planned out. They could say, look, we've...
He was definitely full throughout the process.
A series of successful graphic novels can become
I'm not sure how
TV show.
It might have been one. I don't know how many it was, but
a complete story.
Yeah, anyway. Really cool show. There aren't too many like that these days with that classic kind of space sci-fi that are my favorite.
When I think of successful other critically,
Star Trek, Babylon 5, I don't know.
Well, I was thinking of stuff that's out right now. I know The Expanse is a popular one.
I do like The Expanse. It's one of the other few shows that in Mr. Robot.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched that.
When I'm imagining Dark Matter, I guess I'm imagining it has some things in common with The Expanse. With someone
they're in space.
In space, is that it? Okay. So they don't really occupy the same...
Dark Matter is galaxy-wide, at least. So The Expanse is, at the moment in the show, it's local to the solar system.
Okay, so it really is more... It is more like the wide-ranging Star Trek type space operas. That's a compliment. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're right that it's kind of a rare breed.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorites personally. Do you have any maybe specific to Canada?
Specific to Canada?
that have been produced in Canada?
I really like Canadian film and TV, actually. There's something...
It doesn't have to be space. It can
no,
be,
no. So I guess what makes me think of The Expanse and Dark Matter maybe having something in common, first of all, I just want to say, is The Expanse does have that kind of local focus. So
at the moment.
Yeah, I know
that it's going to expand.
But exactly. It starts local.
Yeah.
And likewise, Dark Matter kind of starts from a focal point, sort of radiates outward. Like they just both have like kind of a central idea that they sort of anchor the viewer in. Mm. They don't just throw you into the middle of a galaxy.
Well, that's what they did in Dark Matter is they threw them in the middle.
Oh, sure. But
and
I
then
mean,
they didn't know anything.
They threw the... I mean,
like,
they were...
what's happening?
Yeah. They were in the middle of the galaxy, but they gave you these characters that you immediately are starting to identify with and grow attached to. That's what I meant.
Yeah, and actually there was one character in the show, her designation was 5, is a younger girl, and she's the only one that before they lost their memories, she wasn't really terrible.
Hmm.
So she like not as bad as the other ones that were dangerous and killed people and everything.
But she doesn't. Does she know that?
At this point, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it seems that they get to develop in different directions. Mm-hmm. Another Canadian show I like, it is sci-fi, not space sci-fi, it has something in common with this, is Orphan Black.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
CBC show, I think. It's good. It has a bit of a different approach where you have one actress playing a lot of clones.
Okay.
But you have a similar sort of thing where suddenly she's thrust into this world of realizing that there are clones of her, and the mystery just gets deeper and deeper. All these things going on, and there's not past lives exactly, but it's kind of pre-operation lives. And
okay.
I'm going way into spoiler territory already, but...
Yeah, it's hard to not do that.
But I think there's something about these Canadian sci-fi dramas, I guess.
Yeah, where it seems to be in Vancouver, the West Coast, that's where they seem to do it.
Okay, yeah, well, I just think they... Maybe it's an economy thing.
That's been built up over a long time.
Yeah. Well, more like they do good character-driven work, maybe because if you were in the U.S., you could maybe get a bigger budget and kind of take the lazy way out of some sci-fi development.
Dark Matter specifically, they've said that their budget is not huge, so they work with what they have.
And it's frustrating because you would think a low budget would make it easier to keep it going, but that's not always the case, right?
Because I don't know the specifics of how it works, but actually that writer on Dark Matter, he was on the Stargate team also, so Stargate went 10 plus years, which I only saw bits and pieces of it over the years, but then there's Stargate Atlantis. Have you heard of that one?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, with the big city station thing. Yeah.
Classic. Yeah.
That was the one that I saw more of than the actual original Stargate SG-1. Mm-hmm. But those were fun shows.
I was just going to ask, do you think that the kind of epic sci-fi shows like that, but they were a little more episodic in nature, where things would sort of return to normal at the beginning? Now shows like Dark Matter are more serial, where the story's unfolding.
Yeah.
Makes it harder to have more seasons, maybe?
It's possible. I don't know the specifics of maybe preferences are changing, that people will prefer that longer, more something you can put more into and get more out of.
I mean, to me, that's a plus. That's a good reason to keep going. It's more of a reason to keep going than, hey, how about another feel-good season that's more of the same?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the one-off episodes, which, sometimes they have to, but...
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Although, I do love my Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the favorite of the... That is my personal favorite as well.
That's never going to get old.
Yeah. So there's a big list on Wikipedia that I was looking at. And another one that I watched in the past was Andromeda. And it was by Gene Roddenberry, at least. And it starred Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah. So Hercules in space, almost. The cool thing about that show, I don't know if you remember anything about it, but...
I do. I remember seeing it a few times.
It spanned multiple galaxies, which you don't see too much in most sci-fi.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Just that epic scale. I mean, as somebody who enjoys looking at photos of clusters of galaxies from telescopes and so forth.
And here's another one that I saw in the list. It's called Space Cases, and it only lasted a year, and it was kind of targeted towards children.
Okay.
But I can still remember some of the opening theme song.
would you like to sing it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll link it.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was very quirky. It was made in Canada.
Yes.
Add Canada Plus, kid targeted space show, and you can imagine what happens. There were a few other ones. Lex, I remember watching on Hulu before they went into a paywall. That was kind of extreme at times, but it was good.
Gotcha. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Battlestar Galactica, which is a huge one. I wasn't a terribly big fan of it, but, I mean, there were good episodes that I had seen.
I appreciate what Battlestar did for creating a market for things like Dark Matter.
Yeah, definitely.
And networks, they really want to have another one of those hits.
Mm-hmm. And The Expanse, as you mentioned, they're one of the shows. Mm-hmm. And Killjoys, I'm not personally into it, but that's running right now on sci-fi, and it's made in Canada.
Killjoys?
Yeah, Killjoys.
Okay.
So they're bounty hunters in space.
In space.
Yes. In space.
I've got to say, and maybe this will sway sci-fi's heart, but I really, it seemed like there was a point when I didn't know if that channel was even going to be taking sci-fi seriously. Mm. I remember like 10 or 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And now they're just going crazy with it. So please.
The quality level is really high these days for these shows that they're coming out with, which is great. So another one is Sliders. And apparently that was, oh, it says the first two seasons were filmed in Vancouver, later seasons in Los Angeles.
Okay, so it went
so like the good seasons were in Vancouver, and then it kind of died after a while. So.
It's just like the X-Files then.
Yeah, that's too bad. I didn't like that show. I don't know if you remember much about it.
But Sliders?
Yeah. It was almost like Doctor Who in a way.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. I have fond memories of it. Every episode was like a caper or an adventure, sort mm-hmm. of, but then there's the world that they were building up. It's nice when you're tired of a lot of kind of grimdark sci-fi.
Yeah, here's a good one. It's not technically in space, but Earth Final Conflict.
I never seen it.
Oh, geez, that was good. It was mostly on Earth. You know, the aliens come and then society changes mm-hmm. based on all of the strange interactions. And I think towards the end of the show, they had a baby, or they produced a hybrid baby somehow.
Oh, perfect. I don't know where all the rights are for these shows, but it would be great if there was some way to watch a lot of them. Get on the CBC or Canada Media.
Yeah.
To wrap this up, there are a lot of TV shows about Canadians in outer space.
Yeah. And well, definitely some of the huge ones like Stargate and Battlestar Galactica.
There aren't quite enough, though, because we do need that fourth and fifth season of Dark Matter.
Yeah.
Just to kind of complete the long list of great Canadian sci-fi.
Yeah, you can't leave it at three. It would be terrible.
Yeah, especially knowing that the story is ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, mm-hmm. you know, what I like to call a
waste.
Thing. Yeah, it is a waste, because you're not going to get to do this show again.
Yeah, yeah.
This is their shot at it. So the hashtag is Renew Dark Matter.
They don't want to pull a Firefly.
Oh, man. I like to think if that show came out now, it would have
kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could be totally wrong about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hope.
Hope for the best.
Yeah. I guess when will we know for sure, do you think?
Who knows? I don't think they know either.
When they
announce. But it's all about how sci-fi decides, or what they decide and when.
The arcane processes of the sci-fi executives. Yeah. Think the time to get in on helping a show stay afloat is before it's being considered for cancellation. So we'll try to be more proactive in the future.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Capacity Cast. You can hear more episodes at CapacityCast.com.